I said, man, I'm on.
Man, oh man, Johnny Fairplay, Reality NSFW. This is a very special night. Introduce our guest, Johnny.
We got Davey Rickenbacker. It's his first ever appearance on Reality NSFW. How shocking is that?
We're here, baby.
we tried to get you post David versus Goliath. We ran into some scheduling conflicts,
yeah.
And by the time we had it all worked out, we were on to season 46, I believe.
I remember the scheduling conflicts, but I gotta tell you the truth, man, these podcasts, like, I don't love doing them, but I figured, you know, I hadn't done Survivor in a long time. What better way to bring it back in than with you guys?
I love it. Davey is fresh off the heels of Dragon Con.
Yes, sir.
So are you still hyped? You missed last year.
Dude, it was fire, man. And okay, so guys, my birthday was yesterday, right? Okay, so
Happy birthday.
There's a long little story here. So I was only able to go to one day at Dragon Con, which was the Thursday, which was the day that not many people come. But I have been working on that freaking, you still watch The Walking Dead, right?
Yeah, yep. Yep.
Okay, so I had been working on that cosplay, you know, for a Walker Stalker Con, but they canceled it because of the virus.
Oh, okay.
And I said, you know what, maybe I should just go to this Thursday of Dragon Con and just show it off, take some pictures. And then the next day, I went to Costa Rica for my birthday.
Yes. So hanging out with some challenge folks.
Yeah, man. I was out there with Michaela and Corey Lay. And, of course, Rachel from Survivor 33, Millennials versus Gen X. Yeah, we had a good time out there, man.
Is this your pre-gaming for the next season of the challenge?
Dude, you will never see me. This is an NSFW exclusive. You will never see me on the challenge.
Really?
Wow, because Johnny was like, we were chatting the other day about the pictures we saw on Instagram. Yeah, and he's like, man, I think Davey's going to be on the challenge. But no.
Man, they called me before.
I'm sure.
Yeah, they called me before. Actually, they called me the season that Jay was on, the first season he was on.
Okay.
Because me and Jay are cool. And, you know, I guess he told them my name or something. But I was making too much money at where I was working at the time.
Yeah.
But that's not why you would never see me on there, dude. Like, the challenge back when I was in high school, they would cast able-bodied people. Now they're all like Greek gods and shit.
Yeah, there's some monsters.
With that, dude.
Yeah, there's. I think you're fine in a lot of things.
Yeah.
But you know, but then you know, if your ticket's up for a hall brawl versus Fessy,
okay. Right, I'd get demolished, man.
Yeah.
Right.
So we have to address the elephant in the room. Davey, you're wearing a pre-sweet t-shirt. I believe you can find a shirt just like that at johnnyfairplay.com.
That's right. Actually, one of your patrons bought this for me. And it's going to be horrible because I can't call her name right now. But she came to one of my watch parties.
I was going to say, is either either BA or Debbie?
Debbie.
There you go.
Debbie bought this for me, man. Yep.
Debbie bought a ticket for our October 6th watch party in Durham, North Carolina.
Nice.
She'll be joining. She just bought her ticket tonight. So I just got the alert.
What up, dude?
during watching the challenge. So yeah. So for those of you that would like to join me and Matt Bischoff, we will be in Louisville, Kentucky on next Wednesday night. That's Wednesday, September 22nd, for the premiere. We're going to be at Play Louisville for the Survivor premiere watch party. Get your tickets right now at SurvivorTix.com. That's SurvivorTix.com. We have some. We have a couple surprise guests coming as well. Could be Davey. You never know. Louisville's not that far from Atlanta, right?
Yeah, it's not that far, man. But I gotta go. You know, I'm from South Carolina. I gotta go home for a freaking housewarming party. I was thinking about checking out Heather. She's one of the people on the cast.
Yeah.
The housewarming party is in Charleston. I was thinking about checking out her party if she's gonna have one. But
wow, that'd be cool.
Who knows what the rules are anymore?
Oh yeah, they're so freaking. They scared the shit out of them.
Scare them so much. So I was excited to have you on this podcast, Davey, because rewind. I don't know what 3 years ago.
Yeah,
I meet you right before your season starts. I don't even think the cast had been announced yet, right?
Yeah, dude. Nick had told me about Hearts of Reality, and actually the week before our cast got together, we all met in New Orleans, and he was like, "Hey, man, let's go to Florida." And I was like, "I was unemployed at the time because I quit my show for Survivor."
Yep. It happened. Ask Corinne. She'll tell.
Oh, really?
Oh my God, Corinne. I mean, Corinne's just like, if you have a good job and you leave to do Survivor and it's a really good job, your job's not waiting for you.
Right.
You have made a huge and critical decision in your financial and business life for time to come after. I mean, because it's not like you get back. All right. So you get back, your job's gone. And then you go to get another job. It's just like, so what happened to your, oh, I quit to do this TV show.
Right.
Oh, well, you sound like a wonderful employee.
Exactly. But, you know, I guess the people who the relationships I had made with my job before, they were Survivor fans. So they were helping me, you know, trying to get back in. I work for the CDC here in Atlanta.
Yep.
So, they were helping me. And me and Nick went down to Hearts of Reality, man, and I saw all of you guys, and we tried to play it cool. Well, I think Nick really wanted to go down there and just let everybody know who he was. But to me, he was like, "Yeah, we're gonna play it cool." I was like, "Okay, you're really telling everyone that you won on the side, but you're not gonna tell me."
He didn't tell me that. Really? Oh my God, when I met him. I met him actually 2 weeks prior to, or a couple weeks prior to Heart. Like he came
in Cincinnati.
He came to the Cincinnati event.
That's right. That's
good. Yeah. He came to that event, and he comes here. He goes, "Mr. Fairplay, I'm a big fan. I'm not supposed to say nothing, but I'm going to be on the next season of Survivor." And I patted him on the head. And I go, "God bless you. You have no chance."
That's hilarious.
And I'm just like, oh, I mean, hey, watch that first episode. Yeah, Pat doesn't get fucked on the boat. Nick Wilson's first boot.
I don't know about all of that, man. Like
maybe.
Yeah, maybe, but I like as soon as you know I saw it going left, I was already in his ear trying to get him to clean it up, and I kind of was gunning from Pat from the beginning because I had never been around too many New Yorkers in my life, and
they're tough, man.
Yeah, man.
I mean, like not like I'm not saying that cop like so for those of you New Yorkers going, "Yeah, fuck you, we're tough." It's like, yeah, you're reinstating my point, and I don't mean that you're tough. I promise you. You're just very tough to live with, deal with, be around.
But David versus Goliath was an awesome season.
I have it in my top five.
It was so good. We always talk how good it was.
Yeah, to any previous Survivor that's because they're just like, where do you rank this? Where do you I don't know what's I know I got Pro Islands in my top five. Yeah. I probably have it number one.
Right. Of course.
I got Africa in my top five.
Okay.
And I got Heroes Villains in my top five. Okay. I got David vs. Goliath in my top five.
So best modern season is what you're telling me, right?
No contest.
Amen. I appreciate it. And we were saying that out there. We were like, "Oh, they're gonna love this season." And then we were also saying, everyone probably says that while they're out here.
Oh yeah. Well, and they are most times wrong. No, I thought it was the perfect storm. I mean, I was a little worried that we're not talking 41, but we will. I was worried that it was the new Cochran season. I felt like Christian was the new Cochran, and that's the story they were telling. And in my heart of hearts, I honestly believe that Nick was Christian backup in case Christian didn't make it far.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So it was like you know, he had the elements of Christian and Cochran, except for me, immensely more likable, but not that endearing stuff that you know, like you, the nerd that gets kicked around.
Exactly. And I think that I was a serious contender, but I don't think that they had casted me the way they casted Nick and Christian, because, you know, I wasn't even supposed to be on the season.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they kind of just pigeonholed me into it, and they told me some lie to make sure that I said yes to being on the season. Lynn Spielman called me because, you know, I was an alternate, and she called me. Yeah,
it was which? Cerie's son.
It was Cerie's son, yeah.
Cerie's son was on. Right. They like, right before they went out there, I don't know what else, the rumor and innuendo is, they just saw fear in his eyes. I mean, just, like, literal fear in his eyes. And they're just like, this kid can't do it.
Yeah. I think they didn't want to, you know, mess up Cerie's legacy. Because anybody else, they would have just left him out there.
Oh, yes, they would have.
Right.
Yeah. Fear in their eyes are like gold.
Right.
We got an easy first boot. Mm-hmm. And it's going to, I mean, fuck, it's Keith from the season before.
Right. So Lynn Spielman called me, this was like 2 days before, and she started the conversation with, "Hey, Davey, I don't know if we're going to be able to put you on Survivor 38, but, you know, just preparing me to say, like, oh, you're not going to be on 38, so you better say yes to 37. Which I was going to say yes either way.
Yeah. I mean, they could call me 2 days before. I'm fucking Johnny Fairplay. And it's just like, yeah, I'm good. Like, I mean, like, I, you know how many Lunchables I have in my fridge? Piper and Madeline are fine. Oh, you know, my dad of the year trophy. It's late every year, but it gets here. Well, I mean, after I order it, you know. So, oh my! All right. So with that, just to play a little bit of catch up for everyone watching now, and for Davey as well. So we've broken this season 41 cast assessments into three different podcasts. 2 weeks ago, we did the Yellow Tribe. Matt and I were joined by the War Dog and Victoria. And we discussed the Yellow Tribe and the shit show that is. And how shitty is this fucking tribe? If you go to CBS.com store right now and order a buff from season 41, they just went live today. Mm-hmm. If you order a buff, the Green Tribe and the Blue Tribe, their buffs are $24.95.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The Yellow Tribe is $22.95.
You're kidding me. Oh, come on, man.
That is insane.
It made me so happy. I'm just like, all right, you know what? I feel like we guessed this one right. Oh, so 2 weeks ago we did the Yellow Tribe. We eviscerated Dr. Death, Voce. For the record, I love him, and very curious what he will be wearing on premiere night, because I'm pretty sure that shirt is available at johnnyfairplay.com, the Dr. Death Voce shirt. Nice. And I can't say whether or not he appreciates the name Dr. Death. The answer is no. Some of you should be watching the podcast. Some of you are just listening. So, but last week, Matt and I were joined by Lauren Pratt, who does the NSFW Rewind podcast. They're finishing up Marquesas now with Professor Tim. And we talked the Blue Tribe, who on paper looks like a really strong tribe. Mm-hmm. So we'll see where the chemistry is. Yellow Tribe, definitely a shit show. But physically on paper, Blue Tribe is, I think, the best. Mm-hmm. So, and that brings us to tonight. We're joined by Davey Rickenbacker. And we are talking the Green Tribe, the Ua Tribe, which for those of you that are fans of professional wrestling and love the Usos, and I guess more specifically Roman Reigns, right before he does the spear, he does the Ua. So I think that's where its legacy is drawn. So with that, let's check out our first person of the Green Tribe.
Mr. Brad Reese, Johnny's favorite player, I think, of this season. Johnny's
there we go. Brad Reese. Okay.
50 years old from Shawnee, Wyoming. This guy's a rancher. And I believe I may have seen, because I haven't watched a lot of videos. We're going by these cast deals. I print off the bios.
Oh, I have a video of Brad Reese. I don't have the copyright to show it. But I
do believe this guy, didn't he start watching Survivor during the pandemic or something that? Is that true?
Well, I'm not sure about that. The video, he's wearing a Vote for Pedro t-shirt and he's doing an interpretive dance.
Well, let me just say,
that's Brad Reese, right? he was known as Napoleon. Now I'm not one for spoilers, and this is a spoiler-free podcast. I do not know anything. I do not want to know anything. It doesn't help the podcast me having information like that. But I will admit I do have a few of Brad's confessionals from the premiere episode. I got them early. I mean, it's only a week out. I don't feel like I'm really letting too much out of the bag. But I here's a few of Brad's confessionals. Tina, you fat lard, come get some dinner. How much do you want to bet I can throw this? Oh, that was Brad's uncle. Sorry. I told you. Kip, bring me my chapstick. I caught you a delicious bass. And lastly, and I'm guessing this is probably right before a tribal, gosh.
So we all know that Johnny Fairplay is not a fan of this guy. Now,
what? Who says I'm not a fan? You're dynamite.
I know. But this guy's bio is very short. I'm really thinking like he is not a lifelong Survivor fan. I think I did see somewhere that he just started watching it, etc.
Hey, you know what? I feel, and Davey, I'm very anxiously looking forward to your perspective here.
Yeah.
All right. So in years past, like the demo, like Survivor's been a top 10, top 15 network show.
Yeah.
And the demo, the viewership demo is predominantly white, and I would say like white, old white women. I mean, like I know when I go. If I go to a Target or wherever and there's a bunch of old white women, they're like, Johnny Fourplay. <Is that you? laughs> Every time Johnny Fourplay, I'm like, I do not think that's the word you're looking for, but that's my demo. Yeah, and then, you know, it's like when you like with a lot of the people of color castaways on Survivor, I know in years past and I think that goes up into your season. It's just like, you know, your black friends didn't watch the show.
Yeah. And look, we'll get into it more when we start talking about Chantel and Ricard, but that's why I'm so geeked about this cast, man. You know, just the way that I'm sure you guys heard about the new rule, the 50% BIPOC rule.
Well, I think 41 and 42 are 40%. And then okay. I may be wrong. I know that was the initial mandate was 41, 42, 40, and then going forward 50%.
Okay. Well, even still, it's light years better than the majority of Survivor seasons.
Yeah.
100%. I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I think when the world stopped for the pandemic, it wasn't old white women binging every season of Survivor. Mm-hmm. It was a younger demo of all races and cultures watching this. I mean, if you're stuck at home and you need to fucking binge something, Survivor's pretty fucking good.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, when you have top tier seasons like, you know, David versus Goliath and Pearl Islands and then you know, eventually you get to Karamoan, you know, I get it. It's really good TV. Matt's no selling that. So, but I feel like the audience is different than it's ever been. And in the first, I think you're going to see when the demo comes out for the premiere, when the ratings come out, you know, the next day or you know, 2 days, whenever the ratings come out, I think the ratings are going to be the highest they've been in years.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be inflated by younger and a younger demo. In addition to the, I don't think the old white woman's gone away.
Right, they're going to stay. Oh, they're
you're going to be adding to
yes
who watches Survivor, which is why starting 41 on with a more diverse cast is what I mean. It should have been this way, you know.
Yeah,
it's like all of a sudden, that's what they're doing.
They just figured it out.
Yeah, but better late than never, right? So I'm actually super stoked on this cast as a whole. I think, you know, I'm optimistic that we're going to have a great season. I know it's a shorter season. Now, what do you think about the shortened season, Davey?
Man, okay, so I don't know if you guys know or not, but I'm in a fraternity, Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated. I wish I had my cane right here. That was the thing when I was twirling on the island. We twirl canes in my fraternity, and that's where that whole thing came from. But I'm in a fraternity, right? And you know, fraternities are known for hazing. So I was hazed when I went through a fraternity. But now, they don't get hazed as much.
Yeah.
And what we call it now is we call them paper. So this cast, they're paper, man. They got 26 days. I think it'll make for some great TV, though, because, you know, there's not many gaps in, you know, tribal days. And you're going to be running fast on your feet to make moves happen. But I still kind of wish, you know, they got to suffer a little longer than 26, you know?
I'm cool with the suffering, but from a television production standpoint, I think all it is, you know, when we were out there, you have a reward day, an immunity and tribal day, and then essentially a day off. But a day off on Survivor, you're just fucking bored and you're not doing anything. They're not getting good footage those days.
Yeah, that's true.
So if all you're doing is eliminating those bored days, as a production company, I'm all for it. It's just smart.
Right.
I mean, like, why are you paying for fucking dead days?
I was going to say, I'm sure it's a little cheaper, too.
Yeah. So production-wise, it makes all the sense in the world. But as a castaway, I would prefer it. And I don't have a problem with it because I know those days that we did nothing, I hated.
Oh, really?
I hated more. Oh, I could not. No way. Like, if you woke up and it was a non-challenge, it was just like, oh, fuck. I mean, it's just like, just let fucking 24 hours just pass. There is nothing like, there's no reason to be awake and or alive today. So I don't have a problem with it in that aspect.
Well, I'm hoping it's going to be good. But so what do you guys think about Brad? I mean, he seems like he'll be a fun, goofy guy. Like, I hope he's not come across like a Philip Shepherd crazy kind of guy.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to be crazy. I mean, this guy, he's been married for 21 years to the same woman. Yep. He's got 4 kids. Mm-hmm. What I see with this guy if he's not crazy. And I don't know why you put that in my head.
It's the smile.
Well, no, it's actually from his bio. He basically is like, he nearly died from a rattlesnake bite and he's almost been blown up by a propane tank and he lives life on the edge. So I'm like,
well, no, but he also says he's spontaneous and practical, which there's no way to be both.
Right.
I don't think he knows the definition of one of those two words.
That's funny, but no, he does look like somebody I'd like to party with. I don't know. He's giving me like 80s, 90s movie dad vibes.
He's Napoleon Dynamite.
There we go. Yeah, that era.
but I feel like 21 year wife, 4 kids. I feel like that's someone that if you feel like you have a genuine bond with this guy, you do have a genuine bond with this guy.
Absolutely.
That's the vibe I get. If this dude comes off as sketchy to you, then if you get good vibes, it's just like, all right, I like this guy. I can work with this guy. I don't see this guy. Like, he might fuck you at the end, you know, because he's got to pay for 4 kids and a 21-year-old wife that probably wants a present better than he's ever bought her.
I think he's going to be fun, man. I really do.
I hope.
I think he's going to have fun out there.
So, well, the t-shirts, his Wyoming Brad t-shirts available at johnnyfairplay.com. It just dropped one yesterday. So,
nice. Yeah, man, he looks cool. I mean, like you guys said, well, in the bio I'm looking at now, he says he has a beaming smile. So I think he's very aware of how he comes off to people. And of course, that's probably going to translate great on TV. I mean, because why the hell else were you casted for Survivor? So
yeah, he did say his favorite Survivor's Boston Rob, in which
oh, really?
Yuck. Are you a Boston Rob guy?
I mean, I'm not in on him. I'm not out on him. But I mean, I don't get the hype. But yeah,
I'm out. I'm out. Yeah, that's just me.
Yeah, man.
All right, our next castaway. And here we go.
Is it Jairus Robinson or Jairus Robinson?
What, 20 years old. So I watched the little 3-minute preview of this season, and they showed you know, some little clips and some confessionals. And on the confessional from Jairus, it says his name is JD.
Is JD? Oh, he's going by JD.
He's going by JD. That's what it had at the Chiron at the bottom.
Well, where's the D coming from? Is that
I'm guessing his middle name?
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if it's J. Hold on, because the spelling that I got here is different from the spelling that I'm looking at here. But maybe it is Jairus. I thought it might have been Jairus. I don't know.
That's what I thought. So, yeah. But it's not. It's. Yeah.
He looks like a cool kid. I mean, he's a college student, 20 years old, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. This guy's gonna be so pumped. I mean, 20 years old going to play Survivor, the adventure of a lifetime. I mean, wow, what a freaking awesome thing to do at this young of an age. You know what I mean?
like in all of his videos that I've been seeing on social media, he keeps drilling in that he's younger than the show. So the show existed before he even came about. So I'm excited about him, man. And this is what I like with the whole BIPOC rule. Like, this is the first Black surfer guy that I think has ever been on the show. I'm not saying that he's surfing, he's a surfer, but he's giving me that vibe.
Well, like, one of his favorite players is Fabio.
Okay, yeah. he fits in that niche. He fits in that niche. And I'm excited about that dude because, you know, back in the day, you know, you would get James that was casted on Survivor 3 and 4 times, and he would be the one representation of a Black man on TV. But now we're getting different facets of it. You know, you got blurs like myself.
I was about to say, I was so like I popped so big when you were like, I'm a blurred. I'm like, I'm for it. Let's go.
Yeah, dude. So, I mean, I'm digging him, man. He looks like he's just got good vibes. I feel like if we've ever seen someone pop lock on an island, it's going to be Jairus.
I'm for it. So
I think he's going to do great in the challenges too. Based on his bio, track running. Oh, so I think he's going to be, competitive. I also think he's going to be very empathetic and have a big heart. He likes to volunteer and stuff like that. So I think that he is going to be, he's not going to be like one of those young dummies, I don't think, that played Survivor. I think he's a fan of the show. I think he's got the different things that you need to do well in Survivor. I hope the kid, you know, makes it, you know, deep into the game, honestly.
Yeah. Well, looking at this tribe as a whole. All right. So we had the first, the yellow tribe's a shit show. The blue tribe looks strong. This looks like the fun tribe.
Yeah.
Like I feel like the chemistry from this tribe, just based on 3 paragraphs per person and based on pictures and based on occupations and based on age. And when you put all those two together and form the puzzle pieces, this looks like the tribe. They're not the strongest. They might not be the smartest, but I think there's a cohesion there that best smarts and best strength.
That's so,
yeah, I think the vibe is going to be good. Like, as you watch, I think they're going to be like having a good time and be totally stoked that they're out there playing Survivor. Is it the yellow tribe? The first
yellow tribe. The yellow tribe was put together to cause a shit. Like, they're the tribe. We were talking on the yellow cast assessment. They're the tribe that the first 4 episodes are about them.
They're going to be losing every challenge.
And they're gone. And then like, we'll have 2 people that make it out of there, and, you know, and maybe one of the, hopefully Dr. Death does something, and that's it.
Yeah, man. With a tribe named like Ua, You gotta bring it. You think they had all three tribe names and they saw them and they were just like,
yeah, that's
you guys are Uwa.
I mean, as I said, they purpose, like when they do a three tribe cast, they purposely do a shit tribe. They want that. Like, that's good to, like, if you're casting it and you don't create a shit tribe, you're a shitty fucking producer.
Wow. I never thought about that. So that was the whole Jatia thing with Brains versus Beauty versus Bronze. They wanted that Brain tribe to be the shit tribe, you think?
Probably. Wow. I mean, so, and they also, I mean, like, if you want to go one step further, you know, and Lex Vandenberg and I have talked hours about this.
Yeah.
They cast every season, they cast 2 to 4 people that they want to win.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And they cast 2 to 4 people that are the first boot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So, like that, those 2 to 4 people that's the first boot have no chance of any sort to win the game of Survivor. They can't.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's the opposite of what Jeff tells you the first few days. He's like, look, any of you guys can win this thing.
Exactly. Except for you two. I wish Jeff had like a dead eye. It's like, any of you? And he's like, oh, well, I can't see out of that eye. So I wasn't talking to them.
Oh, dude. That's funny.
Yeah, sorry, Dr. Death. I think you're fucked on that yellow spot. I don't know. But I also think you're Dr. Death. So there's but anyway, so I thought it was pretty cool. JD, he did Toastmasters from sixth grade until high school. And we have a patron, Angela Miller. She's like a head of Toastmasters, like a you know, in Kentucky, you know, these like you know, on a professional level. And it's a big deal. And so for a 20-year-old to have that speaking experience,
wow,
that's big. I mean, because like think about so many.
Oh man, those tribals are going to be impressive.
So think about your 18 to 22-year-old potential survivors that around grown-ups would just become a mush mouth. Like, like it's just like I don't know. Like, I mean, you ain't got the life experience. You don't have that. You don't have those conversations with adults and peers. You know, to that high level.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, for this guy to have years of that, I love it. I think JD is a fun pick. You know, like going back. I like a lot of people in this tribe. Yeah. Brad, if he's not insane, I think makes the merge. I think JD, you're looking like deep into the game is my call on JD.
Yeah, I think he can get in there. I mean, especially if he's going to play like Fabio, nobody's going to see him as a threat. You know,
that's right.
Yeah. So he says that he likes Parvati, Fabio, and Jeremy. Wow. 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Right. Okay. What a combination.
and he, you know, as far as a winner, you know, he sees himself, you know, kind of like a JT or a Kim. Mm-hmm. And you know, both outed on their second seasons for not being as great as he maybe thought they were. Mm-hmm. But ooh, shots fired. We're writing letters to people now. I don't know. Yeah. How's that poker alliance? Tell me about it. Yeah. I mean, I saw a deer in headlights on season 40. Her name was Kim. I don't know. But anyways, first seasons they were both amazing. Come on. So we'll see. JD, I think we're all in somewhat agreement here.
Yeah, big fans already. Up next, we have, is it Ricard? At first I thought it was Richard, but it looks like Ricard Foy.
Ricard
Foy from Linwood, Washington, 31 years old. He is a flight attendant. He likes playing the violin, running in winter guard. Which I don't. What the hell is winter guard?
I think that's like flag people, isn't it?
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah.
Or maybe he guards against the wind. Like maybe he was on like the first season of Game of Thrones.
He might be.
And he was protecting us against the ice people. But and the white knight or, again, or the white king or the ice king, whatever the fuck his name was.
You know, when he described.
I watched. I tried to put it. The first what? Four seasons were good. It's just that that last one.
That last one, dude. I'm telling you, man.
That wasn't fair.
Gosh, dude. And look, not to go too off topic, but there's a show out now that's way better than Game of Thrones will ever be. You got to check it out on Apple TV. It's called C. I won't give you anything else about it, because if I do give you that, I'll spoil it.
Doesn't have the dude, Jason Momoa.
Jason Momoa and Bautista's on there too. Yeah. Yeah, it's fire, dude. Check it out.
Okay, I'll check it out. I have Apple TV that I've watched, I think, two things ever on.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, check that out.
Let me get my money's worth. Hey, if I get COVID, I can...
But this guy, he says he's hopeful, positive, and funny. He's deaf in one ear, which I think is pretty wild, because that's...
Lucky him.
You know, but I
wish I were deaf. You know, any conversations that I have one person on each side of me, I wish I could only I would start the conversation with, now trade places.
Yeah. Wait, that could be a hindrance, though. I mean, if you're deaf in one ear on Survivor, you don't think that would be
As a result of that, he can read lips. I think reading lips is one of the could potentially be a huge you're at a tribe versus tribe versus tribe challenge. You're looking over and it's just like, hey, they're going to put up so-and-so. Like, you have the, like, when it's like, when you don't know who a tribe is going to pick for something and he can see.
Oh, wow. I didn't think about that. Yeah. His senses are enhanced. Huh? Wow.
Yeah. Well, he's like a superhero, obviously.
Cool. It says, who is your hero and why? My husband, Andy, navigated through many setbacks. So this guy seems like he's going to be a cool, fun person. Like you said, Johnny, the fun tribe. Now, he does say, too, he's going to play the game most like Aubrey Bracco, but win.
And hopefully not dressed like Donald Duck. What? No. I'm sorry, did no one notice that Aubrey dresses like Donald Duck?
I've got to go back and look now.
Oh, yes. Every outfit she's ever worn on Survivor is very, very, very Donald Duck-esque.
Oh, yeah. So Andrew says, yeah, Winter Guard is competitive color. Yeah, I always thought it was just called Color Guard.
Okay.
My neighbor across the street, she did the flag stuff, but I thought it was just, yeah, color. But yeah, thank
you. It is not Game of Thrones.
No.
Well, then I take back everything I've said about this guy. I really thought he was there with John North or whatever his name was.
Yeah, I honestly, you know, this is the final guy on this tribe.
Yeah,
I think he's gonna fit in well with the tribe. I mean, if they did have to go to tribal council, I'm just curious what you guys think, if he would be a for sure person to stay in based off of what you guys see on this tribe. Or do you think he would be targeted? Do you think the other guys would be targeted or this guy? If you're
Well, so I haven't read too much about the new castaways, but I have been watching the social media stuff, and I know he said on his social media thing was that he's a funny person, but he's going to try not to be funny. And I'm like, dude, why would you do that? I mean, you don't have to be the Jack, but making people laugh, I think, out there goes a long way.
Entertainment, providing entertainment is one of the biggest assets you can have. But if you are funny, even if you try not to be funny, you're going to be funny if you are funny.
Right, yeah. Right.
It's going to come through.
Right, like Elaine said that was her weakness out there. So maybe that's why he thinks that would not be a good thing. But I would hope that he, once he gets out there and gets a lot of awkward silence and sees that his, you know, laughs go a long way, that could save him. I think that's something that could save him. He looks like he'll do pretty well. And and the thing that I was going to mention earlier when we were talking about him, so this dude, he's like a TikTok star. Like, he's got 127K followers on TikTok. He's got a large following. And that's what I like about how they deal with casting, because I believe he's Puerto Rican. And in order to get more viewership of different ethnicities, you got to post people like this who have large followings. That way other people who are like them will start watching the show. So I'm geeked about that aspect, at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Here's something very important. His videos scream villain. And here's my takeaway from the videos that I've seen of this guy.
Yeah.
He refers to himself. Well, I believe that social media as a whole has referred to him as pretty. Oh. And he has embraced it.
Okay.
He refers to himself as beast.
Okay.
And I think he is the villain.
Okay.
Which we need a good villain. Don't want Johnny Fairplay.
He's a flight attendant. So, I'm pretty sure he said he kind of wants to play like Todd a bit. So maybe he will jump into that villainous, uh-huh. You know, play the fence, but kind of be a, you know, messy here and there. So, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Here's where I'm at. My male winner pick.
Oh, wow.
The first strong T-shirt I made was the pretty Ricard shirt.
Okay.
Man.
And I ordered mine in the green. And this is my winner pick. Like, hey, anyone that embraces villain, you got me. You had me at hello. And how long has it been since someone has reached for that role?
Yeah.
Been a long time. I hope he's a villain.
And the fact that he's funny, it's not like some manufactured shit like fucking Rich, fucking Russell. It's fucking it's like a Johnny Fairplay.
Yeah. I can see him killing the confessionals too. So yeah. He looks like if he's gonna be funny, then he can be funny to the audience. That I'll be great with that. Yeah. Okay. I won't fight you on that.
I mean, like with me personally, like I always felt like I was a bad guy, but there was a playfulness to my character. Mm-hmm. If we can get something like that, and not, you know, someone's like I lied about Katrina. I was like, oh, that's not funny.
Right. Yeah, that's like, it's evil, dude.
Go fuck yourself. You know who else lied about Katrina? I don't know, some piece of shit that no one's talking to. Right. Anyway, all right. With that, let's take a quick break.
Lucy Nicotine is a company founded by Caltech scientists and former smokers looking for a better and cleaner nicotine alternative. Finally, tobacco alternatives that don't suck.
Researched and developed for 3 years to be made for people, not patients, Lucy has created a nicotine gum with 4 milligrams of nicotine that comes in 3 flavors, wintergreen, cinnamon, and pomegranate. Lucy also has a lozenge with 4 milligrams of nicotine in cherry ice flavor. Each and every flavor actually tastes great, and it's convenient and discreet. Products can be enjoyed anywhere, on flights, at work, on the go, or even in the gym.
I am so happy that Lucy is sponsoring us. Ever since they came on board, I have gotten no less than 5 of my friends transitioned over to Lucy and put their cigarettes down. They like the gum. I'm used to seeing the packages all around. This stuff is great, and it's really helping people make much healthier choices. So get on board and join the Lucy movement.
Hey, it's 2021. Get rid of your cigarettes, unplug your vape, throw out your dip, and get some Lucy nicotine gum or lozenges. This is the real deal. A subscription to Lucy comes directly to your door each month. It's so simple that you don't even have to leave your house because Lucy has delivery down.
Reality NSFW listeners, go to lucy.co and use promo code SURVIVOR to get 20% off all products, including gum or lozenges. That's lucy.co and use promo code SURVIVOR at checkout. Also, I have to give this disclaimer. Warning, this product contains nicotine derived from tobacco. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. That's lucy.co, and be sure to use that promo code SURVIVOR.
This episode of Reality NSFW is sponsored by Blue Chew. Say it with us, Blue Chew. Blue Chew is making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom by offering chewable tablets that can help men get stronger and longer lasting erections. That's right, we're giving away super hard dicks.
Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets help men achieve harder, stronger erections to combat all forms of ED.
Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so no visits to the doctor offices, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. And it ships right to your door in a discreet package. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. And the best part, it's all done online.
Blue Chew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredient and strength for your prescription. Don't like swallowing pills? No problem here. Blue Chew's Sildenafil and Tadalafil tablets are chewable. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA and they prepare and ship direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy.
Hey, if you're looking to give that immunity idol to someone, or you don't want to be voted out of a crater, don't worry, Blue Chew's got you covered. So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information.
And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use promo code SURVIVOR at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's Blue Chew, BlueChew.com, promo code SURVIVOR to receive your first month free. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Oh boy, Johnny Fairplay. I was just glancing at our, you know, first female contestant of this tribe.
Sure.
And her name is Jeannie Chin, or Jenny. I'm terrible with names. Looks like it's Jeannie, like I Dream of Jeannie.
Yep.
Now, what I want to say, you know, she's 46 years old. Portland, Oregon, grocery clerk. You guys, she is most proud of her hustle award 1 year at basketball camp when she was 15. If that is your most proud moment in your life, I don't know if she's joking, but well, I don't know. I don't know what to even say. I mean,
I think it's very comparable to my good friend,
Sex Shaster Mike was on the Hustlers Tribe, or no, he's on the Healers Tribe. He'd like to see if you could send pictures of your dick. Sex Dr. Mike would like to see him.
But
he played on the Hustlers season.
I don't think this person is. I think she's going to be the weak link of this tribe. I think if they go to tribal, she's gone. I don't think she's going to do really good. I don't think she's going to do well in challenges. I mean, she likes to play video games and go to thrift stores. She says, I'm funny, kind, and sensible. Maybe
who else says that?
I'm going to be – maybe I'm totally wrong, and she's going to be
I hope you're wrong.
this great player. But, you know, we've seen people in the past play Survivor, like Mullet Lunch Lady.
Dude, I was just about to say she's giving me Lunch Lady Denise.
Oh, yeah,
y'all know my history with her.
You are very familiar with Denise. Should I tell that story?
I'm a little too familiar. Sure, you can tell it if you want to, but yeah, I'm a little too familiar.
Yes, that story is a Patreon exclusive. Go to adfreensfw.com to hear the Denise story.
But I just feel I'm excited.
Maybe still wants his pillow back. Well, he doesn't want that pillow back, but he will.
But yeah, she does give me Davey of her type of vibe. Yeah, yeah. But I don't know. I just don't think she's gonna, you know, contend well in the challenges. Yeah. Now, I don't think. I still think this tribe is gonna win. Challenges as a tribe,
yeah.
But individually, I don't think she's going to bring much to the challenge table on her tribe.
Denise might be one of the surprise guests next week in Louisville, Matt. You never know. Davey, well, if you're looking for a reason.
Oh man, yeah. Well, as long as we're not staying at the same place, I still consider it. Well, who's she saying that she wants to play?
Okay, so here is my problem. Matt had his issues.
Uh-oh.
Davey, well, I feel like you might be on the fence. Oh, here's my problem. She's going to play like no one Because out of the over 600 fucking survivors in the history of the fucking show, this person can't find one person to remotely relate to.
What?
Which is crazy because we've talked about this before, Davey. Like sometimes we read these bios and it's like if they say, you know, Boston Rob or, you know, someone from newer season, there's if you're not naming somebody at all, I don't think you've watched the show. Now, they do put you on the spot. Like when they ask me, it's like, oh, I play like Lex Vandenberg. I relate to Lex. Right. Yeah. So, and it's always like kind of weird because it's like you're nervous. You got all the press doing all these interviews. But yeah if you can't name one person, because I would think like this chick, she would be watching, hey, watch this season of The Lunch Lady or, you know, like an older female. I don't know. And another one, her pet peeves, like people wearing masks incorrectly.
It's jock straps. Have you ever worn a mask as a jock strap, Davey?
No, man. No.
It's
not,
a good.
That's my regular.
It's a good DM pick.
That's funny. Yeah, I don't get why people do that. Like, you don't have to
wear masks as jock straps. There's no reason. You are correct.
I don't get why people say no one. Like, you don't have to see yourself in a past castaway, but you definitely want to take some of the attributes of past castaways. Is she a recruit possibly? Is that maybe it? I don't know, man.
I hate that answer. I mean, I get it. Like, you want to be the first Davey Rickenbacker. Matt Bischoff wanted to be the first Matt Bischoff. I wanted to be the first Johnny Fairplay. Right, but at the same time, you look at my bio, it's just like Rob C. If Rob C. had not played the game of Survivor before me, you would not have seen Johnny. Like, I was a recruit. I had never seen the show before I was cast. Yeah. But once I was cast, I ordered every VHS tape and every early show interview of every episode in the history of the show.
So
I watched every season. I studied it, and you know, and Lynn Spillman kept calling. She was like, "Have you watched Boston Rob yet? Have you watched Boston Rob?" So I finally get to Boston Rob. I'm just like, "This motherfucker didn't even make the jury."
Right. I don't get
that, man. And so I'm just like, "Oh, so what?" I'm just like, "Oh my god, I have to fucking be nice. This is the worst fucking thing I've ever. Like, this is horrible. I have to be fucking nice." And then I get to Amazon. I'm just like, "Holy shit, Rob C. Here's the fucking blueprint. Let me just turn that shit up to 11. And then you have, and then like every season I watch the Loved Ones Challenge and I would cry as a viewer. And I'm just like, oh my God, I have no heart and I'm crying. How can I use this? You know, so then.
Wow, light bulb, huh?
So, you know, putting those things together. But yeah, so like, as I said, I'm not Rob's. No one's confusing me and fucking Rob Cesternino.
Right.
So, but like, I'm an homage to Rob. Like I love Rob's. As I said, if there's no Rob C, there's no Johnny Fairplay. Yeah. So I mean, like, come on, Jeannie. There's someone that's the archetype that either casting felt you resembled, or you yourself watching at home is just like, you know, like Ceri with the leaves. Mm-hmm. You can't be Ceri.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know why they do that, but. Yeah, well, you're giving me Lunch Lady Denise vibes, Jeannie, so I don't know.
Hey, Lunch Lady Denise made it to the end.
That's fine. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Hey, man, so maybe that'll work for her, you know?
I hate that answer. And truth be told, I mean, like Elaine was on with I believe Cody and Lauren. They did a draft deal. And Elaine was quick to point out, she goes, "I cannot tell you one answer I gave." Like when they gave me that, you know, there's nerves, you know, my mind's she goes, "I can't tell you what I answered then. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you what I would answer now." Mm-hmm. So, you know, there is that, but still, I mean, isn't it 600 fucking plus of us? Pick one.
Yeah. You could say anybody. Like the first person.
I mean, well, no, you can't say anybody because, like, which caught, like, the first girl was like, "I would be a cross between Tony and somebody else, like someone that didn't mix whatsoever." It's just like, No, you can't.
They're obvious.
So there are wrong answers, but no answer is worse than a wrong answer.
Yeah. Yeah, no, so what kind of vibe are you getting, Johnny?
Oh, fucking pre-merge all day.
Yeah. I get that pre-merge vibe too.
So, but hey, but go buy the shirt, johnnyfairplay.com. You'll love it. but hurry. order quick. Hey, it might be a collector's item. You know?
Yeah, I'm trying to see if there's anyone on this tribe she might be able to, you know, get in bed with and find something in common. Other than Brad, I don't really see her meshing too well.
I think Brad's cool, smart enough not to like she's gonna be like, Brad, what's up? And he's gonna be like,
yeah.
Gosh, I gotta go. I caught someone else a delicious pass, not you.
Up next, we have 24-year-old Sarah Wilson from Sherman Oaks, California, currently residing in Boston. She is a healthcare consultant, and she enjoys poker, aerial silks, cooking and baking, resilient, witty, and astute. I don't even know what astute means. What is the definition of astute?
It's sharp.
Sharp and clever. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Sharp and clever. Well, she does not like loud chewing.
I think everyone puts that now.
Or really crude humor.
I don't like loud chewing either, but I don't feel like I need to mention it. Like, I think it was last season. I've seen it before. Like, my favorite answer, and I mean, it's one of my pet peeves, but I wouldn't think to write it. Like, I'd be like Elaine. I'd be like, I don't know. So, but like my favorite, like, people applauding on an airplane, like oh my god! Like,
people that get up before the plane lands for me. I mean, or when the plane lands.
Oh yeah, they're standing up the whole time.
And you're just like face to ass. You're just like,
yeah, man.
Yeah, like I mean, like in some situations it's amazing, but not on a plane.
Well, this Sarah is absolutely going to hate Johnny Fairplay and myself because she says her pet peeve is really crude humor, which we fucking talk all kinds of shit all the time.
You threw in a fucking to describe that.
Oh, dude. You know, one thing that sucks, her hero is her grandma who passed away in April of 2020.
Oh, I can relate.
From COVID. She fought it all alone, which that's horrible. That really fucking sucks. I hate to hear that.
They're definitely going to make her talk about that.
I did not read that.
Yeah, I just looked at that in her bio, and she wants to play like Kim Spradlin. And
this with Kim Spradlin. Stop it.
Like, I know.
I mean, if you didn't watch season 40, I'm cool with that. But if you want, like, doesn't your answer change?
Right. Mm-hmm. So, guys,
I guess you could say the same thing about Johnny Fairplay. It's just like, dude, fans versus favorites. Jeez, you shit the bed. It's like, stop it.
So, exclusive. I've actually met Sarah, man. She's fun, man. She, like, okay, so you know how it is when they get back from the island. I happen to be on the West Coast. And I talked to one of the other guys who I won't name who was on the West Coast. He was like, hey, we're hanging out tonight. I went out and hung out with them, man. She was throwing the shots back, drinking, having fun. She's a good time, man. I like her. As far as her bio goes, you know, I think just being comparing herself to Kim, and she's got the right mindset to win the game. I just don't know if she has, you know, I don't know. We'll see. But
I want to state this, and Johnny's going to hate this because the kind of like the same answer of I'm going to play like me. She says, I don't think there has ever been someone on the show with the same physicality, intelligence, and social awareness that I have. Really? Not true.
600 people.
hey, I will say her big things are poker and trapeze. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's another player in the history of the show that said that. So yeah,
that's true.
There is the unique, but once again, but she was still able to say a fucking name. So I think she's cute as fuck.
Oh, she's hot. In person too. Yeah, trust me.
Yeah,
she looks hot. She's
cute. I love the fucking poker and trapeze background. I love that she's not a pro poker player because that makes her a douchebag by default.
Right.
If you're a poker player that plays Survivor, you can't. Even though I had a good time with Jean Robert. But on the show, not so much.
Oh, really? Oh, man. Well, but I'm pretty sure, like, the trapeze, I don't even know if I'm saying it correctly, but that'll probably help in the challenges somehow.
Yes!
That'll probably help out there getting food, getting freaking coconuts out of the tree. It's going to be fun to watch.
I think she's my favorite female probably on this tribe.
I've seen it.
Oh, for this tribe. Oh, well, no, she's not even my favorite. She's tied.
I think
it's not Jeannie's not the other one.
But I honestly think her and Surfer Dreadlock dude, who's 20 years old, I think they're gonna, you know, since they're younger, you know what I mean? I think they're gonna click more so than like
I think her everyone's gonna click but Jeannie.
Yeah.
But I like Sarah.
But I don't think they're gonna sit around in a circle and Jeannie's gonna just be sitting beside them.
Right.
Uh-huh. But I think it's gonna be like, you know, Jeannie's gonna be like, "Hey guys, did you ever figure out what Survivor I'm like?" And they're like, "No, Jeannie, we don't care." It's not like Johnny Fairplay's gonna bring it up on a podcast or anything.
She's not gonna like that crude humor, John. But yeah, she's fun, man. I like her.
Cool.
Hell yeah. Okay. Sweet.
Last but not least. Isn't she the last person? This is the third.
I'm very excited about her.
Me too. So I've seen some Instagram funny stuff of her.
Yeah, she's hilarious.
Little skits. Chantel Smith, 34, a hometown Toronto, currently living in DC, and she is a pastor, which is pretty cool because in a game like Survivor, where you have to lie and deceive, and you know, you're gonna have
to do plenty of experience then as a pastor.
Come on.
Or maybe she. Let me backtrack. She's heard plenty of confessions of how that works.
But she seems super entertaining and funny as hell, like in the stuff that I've seen. She's got a great smile. She looks like she's going to be super fun. She does mention Kim Spradlin and Ty, but
Ty, as far as idol play, and you know, I think you could like who played the double idol? Was it Russell with the double idol play on Heroes Villains? Mm-hmm. What? I mean, if you want to mention, I get it, but I would have picked. I mean, well, I guess Ty did the double idol thing too, and that's more recency bias. I don't know. Ty. I mean, Ty is just so horrible at the game of Survivor. I mean, but so is Russell. So I mean, what do you get?
I don't know, man. She's kind of giving me Tasha vibes, and
very much so.
Yeah, and you know, Tasha had the whole spiel about the first time she played. She didn't want to go to, you know, because she was a Christian and all that. And then her church members were like, "You should have lied and did all that." Yeah. So I think she's got the capabilities to lie and do all of that. And,
it's a game. It's
yeah,
a game.
Man. Right. And My
pastors have been some of my best friends I've ever had, and they're right. Cool.
Yeah.
You know, they're you know, just because they're a pastor doesn't mean they're not allowed to have it. Like,
right. I've seen some of her TikToks. She's got a sense of humor. Like, she's not uptight. You know, she's going to be able to hang.
I was at my 4-year-old soccer game on Saturday, and you know, so I'm there, I'm wearing my soccer dad t-shirt, available at johnnyfairplay.com, and On the other team, the church I used to go to, the new pastor there, who I've hung out, like I've changed churches when my pastor left, and so I have a pastor that I really like, but the pastor that replaced my old pastor, I hang out with him. He goes to my pool and stuff. He's also, so he's there with his kid at soccer, pastor wearing a Ballad Brewery t-shirt. And I'm like, how cool is that? Pastor's in there at the soccer game with a brewery t-shirt on. Mm-hmm. So for those of you that don't know, because there's a lot of people that don't go to church now and probably should, and I'm not telling anybody to do anything, but there's some cool pastors out there. And I think, I don't know, is it Shan?
Yeah, Shan or Chantel. Yeah, Shan.
Which, according to the crying at the bottom on the 3-minute clip, it looks like, or crying for the season, looks like she's going to go by Shan. I don't think it's Sean. I think it's Shan. I think she's gonna be cool.
Yeah, I do too.
And looks like she's from Toronto too. So that's something different. You know, the last person we had from Canada was Tom. So it's good to see somebody that might have some personality this time.
Right. This is like the second Canadian contestant since they opened up casting to Canada. Oh, wow.
We have two Canadians on the season.
Oh, it's two.
Are there two?
We have Erica and Chantel.
Okay. Oh, wow, cool. That's pretty cool. Yes, yeah, so I think she's going to bring a lot of fun, and honestly, I'm curious to see if she's going to tell people that she is a pastor, or if she's going to lie about it and think like, "Oh wow, people, you know."
I think she'll lie about it.
You know. Yeah. So, and the cool thing is she's not afraid, I don't think. Like, yes, she's a pastor, but I think she's going to be someone that's like not going to be allowing her religious beliefs to hinder her gameplay. Mm-hmm. I think she's going to do whatever it takes. And I think she's going to go into that saying, "Hey, I'm a pastor, but look, I'm playing Survivor. So, you know, Jesus, forgive me now for what I'm about to do, because I'm willing to do what it takes to win the game."
And look, on one of her videos, I believe she says that she was in a gang when she was younger.
Yeah, so she lived on the streets.
She's got some street smarts.
I am for her all day.
Yeah, so. I like her, man. I'm high up on Chantel, honestly. Yeah,
all right, so my two favorite male castaways are Ricard and Dr. Death, Boche. Okay. And my two favorite females are... Sydney Siegel, the one, the little bikini.
Okay.
Oh,
of course.
Obviously. and Shan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I'm highest up on Shan. I haven't really looked at the other tribes yet, but yeah, I'm real high on Shan.
Well, you saw the little bikini there, right?
Yeah. I mean,
Who gives a fuck about gameplay? that's some nerd and blurred shit right there.
Hell yes, it is. But yeah, man, yeah, I'm high up on her.
Yeah, I'm Robert Allen. Who's my winner pick? You know, I'm gonna have to look at the cast. I've thrown away all my notes of all the people I printed off. So at this point, I'm going to have to refresh myself before going into podcasting. I'm going to watch videos. I want to see a little bit more about these players. And
you got to give a pick.
Well, let me look on my phone of the whole cast real quick to refresh my memory.
I got it
up. You can bring it up.
Well, I can share the Yellow Tribe.
Oh, okay. Like as a whole.
Yep. So here's the yellow. So okay. That's Dr. Death. Yeah. Eric. Uh-huh.
Eric. He's gonna.
Liana. Uh-huh. Evie. Okay. Xander, who I hate. Tiffany got the call 48 hours before she left. She was
really?
So
is that the video we saw where they called her and she's like, "I'm going to Fiji."
Yeah.
Okay. Dude, that was so sick.
So she might have a special place in your heart.
Yeah,
there.
Man. Yeah, that's cool.
Hold on.
And that means they may start putting footage from home on these episodes now, man. That's dope.
Oh, I love that stuff, yeah, man. Yeah. I think they need more of that stuff. Australian Survivor that we're watching does a lot of that. And
you'll be like 10 episodes in. There's still. Okay. And then here, let me give you the blue tribe. So that was the yellow.
Okay. I don't have a winner pick out of that batch.
No. There's nothing. But Dr. Death's great.
Oh yeah. I still don't think he. I think he's gonna.
Oh no, he has no chance. All right, Danny McRae, forward cowboy. T-shirt available at JohnnyPurePlay.com.
Deshaun, or is it D-Rad?
D-Rad.
Should be D-Rad. Hey Bob. All right. A lot of people are here for Nasir.
I love this dude's TikTok. If you don't follow him on TikTok, please follow him on TikTok.
He's really?
Yeah. So his daughter, him and his daughter have a segment where she takes American phrases and asks him what they mean. I think one of the words she asked him, do you know how the cookie crumbles means? And he was like, I can't even give you what he said because it was so classic him. But yeah, check him out. It's hilarious.
It's like the opposite of what Daryl would tell Michael on The Office. Like he would tell him like fake cool shit to say. I love that. All right. Next, Erica, the Canadian.
Okay. She's the other Canadian. Okay.
Yeah. Her Canadian t-shirt is available at JohnnyPurePlay.com. It just dropped today. And then Heather, have you met her?
No, I haven't, but just saying because she's from South Carolina.
I hear she's a little bougie.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, I'm for that.
Okay. I can see that. Maybe a little Karen on the island.
I am for it all day long. Like Heather, you're my top three females.
Nice.
No way. So I don't know where she was when I first saw her, but to hear that rumored innuendo, she's a little bougie. Okay. I'm just like, yeah.
Okay. No, that's great TV.
Yeah. Oh yes. And then you know, of course, my female.
Oh, there she is.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, man, she's giving me a little bit of Natalia from my season. Yeah, she's hot.
Yeah, I'm not right. I'm writing down her name at the end and on the back of a fucking marriage certificate. Especially if she wins. Oh my god.
Oh man.
So yeah. So that's it, Matt. Who you got?
Well, I'm also looking at the cast as a whole, right?
Sure.
And as I go through here, I really have a lot of people that I think are gonna be great entertaining people to watch, but man, based on the villain, you know, this picture that I'm looking at on my phone of Ricard, I'm getting like a Matthew Sash Lenihan vibe from the picture of a group photo, which
But he seals the deal.
I think he could pull it off, dude.
I already picked that one.
I know you picked that one. I know you did, but I'm looking at this cast like Nasir. I don't, no chance. Xander Hastings, no chance. The NFL guy. Nasir,
no chance. Oh, you're crazy.
The NFL guy, Danny, I just think that no one's going to let an ex-NFL player win.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you give $1 million vote to a guy that's made over $3 million in his NFL career?
I would. Yeah, I think I would.
Would you, Davey?
Nah, I don't. I mean, I didn't vote for Mike White, so you know my.
Yeah, I mean, my thing, as I said, I like, and Russell Hantz is all mad at me about saying it too. I feel there's an unwritten rule in the game of Survivor that the winner of Survivor, the $1 million, is there to change someone's life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And $1 million is not changing a former NFL. If $1 million is changing a former NFL player's life, then that means you made a lot of bad decisions since NFL. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but look, I mean, Voce.
I understand life takes money. I get it, mm-hmm. But still,
Voce is a brain surgeon,
I cannot make that vote, personally.
Oh, he is a brain surgeon, huh?
I think Voce is going to be a cocky villain.
Oh yeah,
but he's never going to win.
So I don't think he wants to win. I think he wants to be on TV and have a good time.
Listen. Yeah.
He's Dr. Death.
Yeah.
Great. I want him to go like, I don't even know if I want, I think I want him to go the next to last episode because like, I feel like there's no chance he wins. So I don't want him to waste a spot. Right. Like I don't want like Ricard, Sydney and Voce to be the final three. I'm just like, well,
right.
Voce,
I
don't
know. I hate doing this winner pick crap.
I know.
It's so impossible.
Who you got, Davey? Who you like?
Man, well, I mean, like I said, I've only looked at this one tribe extensively. So if I'm going off of... But yeah, but I've seen the social medias of the others. I'm going to go with Chantel, but I really do like Deshaun only because he kind of reminds me of myself.
All right.
So I'm going to go with Chantel, but I'm going to say, yeah, maybe Deshaun, you know?
Okay. I picked four.
Okay. Yeah. I think Sarah, 24-year-old. I think she could be.
Yeah, she's got the capabilities.
She reminds me of a Molly, which I epically failed on my guess there.
I remember Molly
from 30. The season between 30. Oh,
yep, 40. Yep. I remember now. Yep. Yep.
That we don't talk about.
Yeah.
And then why didn't they have a season between 38 and 40? That's so weird.
Sarah Ricard, I think has a good shot. I think the lady that. Nah, never mind. I'm not going to say that.
Oh, Gene, you like Gene? All right, here we heard it here first.
No.
There's no one like her because she's the first Genie winner.
I dream of Genie, dude. Sure.
Now, I wonder who is going to be the first boot.
That yellow tribe is the shit show, so one of them.
I'm just wondering who on that tribe is this going to be interesting. So you think Nasir, Johnny, has a, you know, I said has no chance.
I like him. I mean,
he has a TikTok, right? Is what you're saying?
Yeah.
He's
hilarious.
Well, I can't wait. It sounds like there's a lot of hilarious.
I think that's our first boot, unfortunately.
Oh, Tiffany.
Yeah.
That would suck, man. To get the call 2 hours, 2 days before and then be the first boot. Gosh.
I know that would, I hope not for her sake.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah. But I feel like other people have more time invested. So it's okay.
Oh, this is why you're Johnny Fairplay, dude.
I mean, you know, she can hang out with singing Wanda at the conventions. Like Wanda could be like, hey, I mean, at least you made it the whole episode. And then Tiffany would be like, oh, stop singing.
You know what I like about this cast? I think Survivor for a while was getting into only putting on people that were like super young, super hot.
They weren't. Like, I mean, because there were so many dullards in the mix that they, you're not attractive if you're bringing nothing else. Like, I get it. Yeah. Like the exterior is great. But if there's nothing, there's no layers there. It's like, I don't give a fuck.
That's why I like this cast. Like, yeah. Not only is it, it's just the most diverse cast we've seen in fucking
ever.
Probably, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's not in years. It's ever.
The first ever. So I feel that truly, like what I loved about Survivor initially was, you know, 16 Americans from all walks of life, the hillbilly guy and the gay guy and the this and that. So I love seeing just the diversity. I think it's kind of just, it's a social experiment is what Survivor is. So I think having this group of people is going to be the ultimate test of that. And as a lover of Survivor and just all types of people, I can't wait to fucking see how this plays out.
Yeah. David, do you think we're going to see the divisional lines based on race like we're seeing with the cookout on Big Brother?
No, I don't think we will. And I think we won't because, you know, Survivor is pitted differently. Like everyone's not in the same place, you know, at night you're with a tribe And they split the tribes pretty well. I mean, maybe when it comes to the smaller tribes, like what's the football players tribe? The Blue Tribe, you know, I'm pretty sure that there will be commonalities between him and Deshaun, just like there was commonalities between myself and Carl, but I don't think there will be a line drawn that way.
Victoria made a pretty valid point, and I agree. I feel like the division, the dividing line in Survivor is more age difference. It's young and old.
Yeah.
So, and I think Brad, you know, Brad's 50, but I think Brad's like, hey, I'm crazy like you kids. Brad, come along. Yeah. He's all right.
And that's why I say you'll never see me on the challenge. But Survivor, they cast realistic human beings. Like, you know, you will never see a guy like that on the challenge, but I can look at Survivor. Right. I can look at Survivor and say, oh, I could do that show. And that's why I played Survivor as opposed to trying out for, you know, one of them other shows.
Well, I'm excited. I want to ask you, would you play again, Davey?
Oh, hell yeah, man. Yeah. Shoot. They need to hurry up and give me a call before another network does and I go over there, you know?
That's right.
I think, all right, so we have rumor and innuendo. They're only using numbers going forward, but I think there can be themes within the numbers. And, okay. you don't have to say, whatever. But I think, they've already been filmed. So, 41 and 42 are all newbies. Rumor and innuendo is 42 second chances. 43 second chances. That's the rumor and innuendo. And I think that's a great, if that is the case, I feel like that is a great casting choice based on the 50% inclusion of people of color. Because I feel like there are many cases of people of color that didn't go as far as they potentially wanted to go, that you didn't see the other layers of their character.
Because
it's not just what's in front of the camera, it's what's on the other side of the camera.
Right.
So because I think as hard as they might try, you know, I don't think a 50-year-old white woman knows a 20-year-old black man. Right. I think if that 50-year-old white woman has, you know, a 20-year-old son or 20-year-old white son, she might get the gist of Johnny Fairfly.
So that's the
rumor and innuendo, and I think you're not only an odds on favorite, I think you're a lock, Davey.
So. Thanks, man. Well, you know, I did get the call for 40 before they made it 40. You know, so
hopefully. And me too.
Oh, dude, we might have been out there together, man.
Oh, I would have been for that.
Hell yes.
And Jeff was fighting hard to keep it where it was, despite what it turned into. Maybe we'll get some statues made of us, Davey.
Right. Oh, hell yeah, man.
if there's a statue of me, I assure you I'm burning it down. So you can do whatever you want with yours. But I'm taking my torch right over there after tribal. Awesome.
Well, thank you so much, Davey, for coming on. I know you don't do a lot of podcasts, and I totally get it. It's like you get busy with life, and you kind of like sometimes right after you get off Survivor, everyone's asking you to do shit, and sometimes you just get over it, man. It's like, man, I just want to chill. So it's been a real pleasure, man. Big fan of yours. You're a great dude, and this is why I love doing this podcast, talking to dudes like you.
Yeah, dude. No, dude. Like, I mean, I've hung out with you guys at Hearts of Reality. You remember we were at the pool and we all had our
the two-piece short sets.
Right. Find that picture, man.
Oh, dude, yeah. I thought that was gonna be the Zaddy calendar cover.
You know,
I'm a little disappointed. Yeah. Because was it Window Rock and his?
He was, but he wasn't there the day that he got there the day after.
Okay. Yeah, we were the three zaddies.
Right. But yeah, man, hey man, you guys are freaking cool ass dudes. I don't listen to the podcast all the time, but when I do, if I'm running, I'm always laughing and I can let my hair down with you guys. So this was fun, man.
Thank you. So you're potentially gonna be with our bougie contestant on the premiere.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yep. October 6th, yep. I'm gonna be in Durham, North Carolina at the Dirty Bowl.
Okay.
Dr. Allison will be there.
Okay. I'll say some words to her and see if maybe, you know, we can get her to go down there. Allison's getting married around that time, I think.
Like not October 6th.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, I think we're good. So she's not getting married on a Wednesday.
All right. So
Atlanta's not that far from Durham.
No, it's not. And you know, I'm from South Carolina, so I need an excuse to go home. Cool.
There you go. All right. Okay. So we'll see if we can make October 6th happen.
All right.
So I got you covered.
All right, man.
All right. I'll hit you up. Hey, everybody, thank you so much. So join us for the premiere in Louisville, Kentucky at Play. Tickets available at SurvivorTix.com. That's SurvivorTix.com. And then, of course, join us October 6th in Durham, North Carolina at the Dirty Bowl Brewing. And tickets available at SurvivorAfterHours.com. Davey, thank you so much. Matt, as always, you're here.
Thank you. Right.
Hell yeah.
Everyone else, hey, we got one last word from the folks. Let's hear them.
Autumn is in the air. The pumpkins are in the patch. And our friends at Manscaped are here to make sure you don't carve your pants pumpkins when you're grooming, if you know what I'm saying. Make sure you're keeping things fresh this fall with the leaders in male grooming and their brand new 4th generation performance package. Boys, get ready for cuffing season like no other. Ready to take the leap into fall with Manscaped? Join the 2 million men worldwide using Manscaped by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with promo code SURVIVOR.
Now listen, I have had my fair share of mishaps in the past, and going into Halloween, the guys like to dress scary. The girls like to dress inviting. And as a result, you're bound to get your pants down if you do things right. Well, you don't want a big bush down there. You want those things freshly trimmed, shaved so perfectly. Don't use a razor. Go to Manscaped. It's the only way, or you will not be getting treats, but only tricks.
It's time to bundle up with the Manscaped Performance Package 4.0. Inside this package, you'll find their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver ball deodorant, Crop Reviver toner, Performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold your goodies.
First off, the new Performance Package 4.0 includes the new Lawnmower 4.0. And if you're looking to cozy up this fall, this trimmer is essential.
Their 4th generation trimmer features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. It also gives you the ability to turn a 4,000 LED spotlight on and off when needed for a more precise shave, plus it's waterproof.
I hate shaving in the dark. That 4,000 LED spotlight, perfect. But the Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker to chop your worst weeds up top in your nose and ear. So you use the Lawnmower 4.0 for your rear, use this for your ear. This nose and hair trimmer uses a 9,000 RPM motor-powered 360-degree rotary dual-blade system to provide proprietary skin-safe technology, which helps against nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate holes.
Seal the deal with Manscaped's liquid formulations. The Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant. Everyone knows pumpkin spice lattes and ball deodorant go hand in hand.
That's all they're talking about at Target these days. It's crazy. Then after trimming the pumpkin patch and whacking the leaves, give your balls a boost and use the Crop Reviver. Manscaped even threw in 2 free gifts to their Performance Package 4.0, the Manscaped Boxers and Shed Travel Bag. You see me on the road, I have the Manscaped Shed Travel Bag with me everywhere I go. Get comfy on the home and on the go this season.
So get 20% off and free shipping with the code SURVIVOR at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code SURVIVOR at manscaped.com. Make your balls a priority this fall. Choose Manscaped. Your balls will thank you.
Promo code Survivor. I've been trying to cut down on carbs, sugar, and unhealthy food, and realize I basically can't eat anything anymore. I mean, I used to love eating that delicious cereal, but I can't. But wait, I can, thanks to Magic Spoon.
0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. That's only 140 calories a serving.
It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, and low-carb. Plus, build your own box. Available flavors to build your very own custom bundle are cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, blueberry, cinnamon, cookies and cream, and my new favorite, maple waffle.
Magic Spoon just recently brought back 2 super popular flavors, cookies and cream and maple waffle, just like you're talking about, Johnny, permanently. When these flavors were first introduced for a limited time, they sold out extremely quickly. You should make sure to get these again and try them for the first time. They're delicious and indulgent.
Every morning I wake up, I look into my cabinets. All I have is Magic Spoon cereal. I have all the options. And I'll do a little bit of I'll mix some cookies of cream with a little cinnamon, maybe cocoa and peanut butter. But oh man, that maple waffle just by itself is just something so spectacular. Hey, they're perfect not only for breakfast, but that guiltless midnight snack.
So go to magicspoon.com/survivor to grab a custom bundle of cereal and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code Survivor at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked.
Remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/survivor and use promo code Survivor to save $5 off. And thank you to Magic Spoon for sponsoring this podcast.